Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
No living human being should be torn apart limb by limb. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance, and we want to have a conversation today about Senator Suzanne Geist's bill introduced last week about ending the practice of dismemberment abortion that's taking place in Nebraska. Nate, this is a barbaric practice.
There's no question, Karen. Dismemberment abortion is a gruesome and inhumane practice that has no place in modern medicine. But unfortunately, we know that it is still happening in Nebraska today. And we put our trust in the medical profession to be a source of healing and to make our bodies whole. Unborn babies, defenseless and innocent babies, should not be allowed to bleed to death by having their limbs torn apart. This is a practice that is brutal and unnecessarily gruesome, and we believe we need to put an end to it in Nebraska, and that's what we're trying to do. And thankfully, Senator Suzanne Geist of Lincoln has introduced legislation that would enact criminal penalties against abortionists who perform or attempt to perform dismemberment abortions in Nebraska. And this is such an important opportunity for the pro-life community and people of faith to really step up and be engaged in the political process and to encourage legislators to come together and end dismemberment abortion.
And Nate, this brutal procedure is done on a live, breathing, innocent little baby boy or girl.
That's right. This is done on living children. It's performed later in the pregnancy, in the second trimester, typically between 13 and 24 weeks. And Karen, at that stage of development, a baby not only has a beating heart, it has fully developed arms and legs. They can swallow, yawn, hiccup, and even smile. And we believe that those babies are deserving of love and compassion, not dismemberment abortion.
Listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation and how you can be a voice to end dismemberment abortion in Nebraska.